Because of Florida's budget shortfall, Democratic Representative Rick Kreisman has called on the state legislature to increase the tax on cigarettes. Today, Democratic Representative Daryl Roussan went a step further and suggested that smoking paraphernalia sold in tobacco shops should also be taxed.
The idea is if you're going to tax tobacco, cigarettes, then why not tax tobacco products, such as these pipes that we all know are a charade? If the owners of these institutions are telling us that people are smoking tobacco out of them, but we know that they're smoking other things out of them as a result of the arrest records and the prosecution records and all those kinds of things, then certainly we ought to tax it too.
Roussan made the suggestion at the Pinellas County Legislative Delegation's meeting at USF St. Pete. Jolene Bivens, the regional director of the American Lung Association, requested that the delegation support a $1 per pack increase in the cigarette tax. Representative Roussan asked if her group would also support a tax on smoking paraphernalia.
Absolutely. We are starting also to see a rise in the number of hookah bars, which is also another way that people use tobacco products, and they are trying to circumvent the Clean Indoor Air Act that way. So absolutely, we encourage anything that will discourage youth and other people from using tobacco products.
There's been an attempt to rebrand the cigarette tax as a user fee in order to make it more politically palatable to anti-tax advocates. Sherry Elliott, a 19-year volunteer with the American Cancer Society, told the Pinellas County Legislative Delegation that her group's top priority is for an increase in the cigarette tax by at least $1.
This tax is actually cost-saving and, most importantly, health-saving. Florida has not increased this tax since 1990 and currently ranks 46th in the nation with a tax of only 33.9 cents per pack, putting us 84 cents below the national average. The CDC states Florida spends $1.3 billion per year on tobacco-related state Medicaid costs, yet the state only collects $440 million in tobacco taxes.
Republican Senator Dennis Jones said he supports an increased cigarette tax, just not a $1 increase.
I've been on record. I have 30 years of healthcare experience myself. I'm retired from my medical practice now. But I, at this time, would favor a 50-cent tax on cigarettes. And I think that it directly correlates to a decrease in Medicaid funding for upper respiratory problems. So I think it really is a win-win, and we are one of the lowest tax states in the country. So I would be supporting, at this time, 50-cent tax increase on cigarettes.
Senator Jones is sponsoring a local bill that would allow Tierra Verde residents to vote before they're annexed by neighboring cities.
Well, Tierra Verde is an island of its own. I mean, it's the only one in Pinellas County. And if should this bill pass, what it would say in the future, if there was an attempt for annexation, then there would be a vote by all the residents on Tierra Verde. If it was 50% or greater, then there would be an annexation. If it was 50% or less, then it would be none. Very simple.
Last month, the city of St. Petersburg annexed a small portion of Tierra Verde. WMNF asked Jones how he thought that annexation would be affected by his bill. He suggested that the annexation will not withstand legal scrutiny.
Well, most would say there probably is going to be a lot of litigation over that. There was never really any application even applied for, in my understanding, with DEP on the submerged lands. I mean, I think that's an invalid annexation. And then as you look at the overall picture, I think St. Petersburg's more concerned about building a new stadium, relocating it, and why would they want to aggravate 5,000 residents?
If the Pinellas County Legislative Delegation agrees to support this bill during its final reading on January 9th, the bill will then go to the state legislature, where it will have to be passed and then signed by the governor in order to take effect. Another local bill that the delegation heard on first reading Wednesday was one co-sponsored by Representative Peter Nair and Senator Mike Fasano, both Republicans, that would allow the residents of Palm Harbor to vote on incorporation. Jim Kleeman is the president of the Palm Harbor Coalition, a group that supports the bill.
We're approximately 60,000 people. We'd be one of the largest municipalities in Pinellas County were we to incorporate.
Several members of the public urged the Pinellas delegation to support the Equal Rights Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Senator Dennis Jones said he would.
Well, I was elected in 1978, and I have always been in opposition to the Equal Rights Amendment. Last year, I changed sides, and I was a co-sponsor of the Senate bill last year for the Equal Rights Amendment, and I would do so again this year.
Representative Daryl Roussan would not commit to supporting the ERA.
Well, I haven't given that a whole lot of thought. I do believe that women should have equal rights to men in a whole host of areas. I don't really want to get involved in that debate right now until it comes before me for a vote. But certainly women need to be respected for their professionalism, for their talent. They should have equal pay to men if they're doing the same jobs as men, and they ought to have equal rights in many respects.
Several people advocated for increased or at least steady funding for courts. That includes representatives from the St. Petersburg Bar Association, Gulf Coast Legal Services, and Judge Robert Morris, Chief Judge of the 6th Judicial Circuit Court.
We are at the breaking point. We can go no lower. It certainly doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that next year is going to be very hard. Last year was very difficult. We are a branch of government, just like you. We are constitutionally mandated, just like you. You need to look at us like that. We will cease to function in the way we've been constitutionally mandated if we endure any more significant cuts. Our budget's $450 million statewide. We generate $700 million, and we're still here begging for money.
Representative Daryl Roussan said it's critical that we find ways of fully funding, through a dedicated funding source or stable funding source, our third branch of government.
They have been disrespected, in my opinion, by being forced to continue cutting, yet having to do more with less. They are a branch of government. For them to be 0.6% of the budget of the state of Florida, I think is a travesty of justice. We're asking judges to work longer hours, to work harder, to do more with cases that are being filed. And lawyers in private practice need relief also. Some attorneys can't get hearings for 2 months, and it's only a 15-minute hearing.